He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the August 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and our cat Johnny from time to time, who likes to chime in. He's a Balinese. He can be very vocal at times, but right now he's locked out on the balcony, so we're not going to hear from Johnny today, I don't think. Well, we've got a quiet start, but it's starting to pick up a little steam here after setting new all-time highs yesterday. That is in the S&P and the NASDAQ. The Dow's not quite there yet, but the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, the S&P 600, the S&P 400, you name it. Pretty much all U.S. stock indexes hit new all-time highs yesterday. And this comes after a nine-year-plus bull market. Is this icing on the cake or what? The S&P 500 is up 5 points today. That's a new high. That's a new all-time high, 2,902. I hope you've been following my target prices on the S&P that I publish every week in my newsletter, wherein I stick my neck on the line, and those markets continue to hit those target prices over the years. What's my current target price? Well, check last week's newsletter. S&P 2901, Dow up 57 points to 26,106. Not a new all-time high, but we are back above 26,000, and we did break above a recent resistance level. The NASDAQ, which had 7,900 as resistance, is now well above its old resistance level. It's up 20 points today, 8,038. We've never said that before. The Russell 2000 up 1.5 to 1,730. Crude oil down 6 cents to 68.61. We have gold up $3.20 to $1,219 per ounce. Silver's up a penny to 14.87. The euro flat today. We've got the 10-year yield moving up a little bit to 2.87%. Do you know that the yield curve, the spread narrowed to 18 basis points yesterday? There's a scary thought to begin the day. The VIX very quiet today. We've got a few companies that have reported earnings today. The retail ice age has turned into the retail melt-up. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Manage, with a presence all across America. Our home office still in Carlsbad, California. We have the yield curve yesterday hitting 18 basis points. That's all that separates the 2-year from the 10-year. Why should we care? Hey, we're getting more on our CDs at the bank. 3-month CDs, 6-month CDs, 12-month CDs, you name it. The problem is the long end of the curve, the 10-year, is not moving up. It's hanging around in the 2.85, 2.87, 2.9 area as the 2-year continues to play catch-up. And if it catches the 10-year and blows by it, we have an inverted tipsy yield curve, which has been a pretty accurate predictor of a coming recession in past years, although Goldman Sachs last week said, you know what, 7 times out of 10, 70% of the time it's been a predictor. The other 30 it has not. And, you know, it's hard to see any kinds of signs right now of a looming recession in the U.S. economy, especially as we continue to see these retail stocks, like I say, have gone from, they've gone from an ice age, a retail ice age, to a retail melt up. Well, the S&P or the NASDAQ yesterday broke out to new all times. It's never been above 8,000. It was fighting the 7,900 level. It finally blew through that, and now you've got the NASDAQ above 8,000 for the first time in its history. Now, some would say, is this reminiscent of the heady NASDAQ days of the year 2000? Well, I was there. I remember the year 2000 very, very well, the turn of the century. And all the worries about, the clocks and all that kind of stuff going haywire, and all of a sudden you can't see your banking statement anymore and your microwave won't turn off. All kinds of different scares back then about Y2K. Well, Y2K was about what the NASDAQ was trading at in those days as far as a valuation range. The NASDAQ was trading at over 100 times earnings. It's nowhere even close to that today. It's more around the low 20 area. The S&P 500 back in those days was trading at about 35 times forward earnings. Today it's trading at about half of that. So I can't see any comparison other than we have a runaway freight train called the NASDAQ churning down the tracks, hitting new highs, burning up all the bears in its wake. I saw David Stockman yesterday on Fox News. Why do they keep inviting him back? He's a charlatan. You know how much he's cost money? How much money he's cost investors over the last several years? Just so he can sell his damn newsletters and get on TV? You know, when do you admit you're wrong and say, I'm sorry. Well, he's got his right to remain a grumpy old bear. In the meantime, the market continues to hit new highs. Where's Peter Schiff? Has anybody seen Peter Schiff lately? Gold continues to hit new 17-month lows. The market continues to hit new highs, and the dollar is stronger than it's been in years. Maybe Peter's hanging out in Puerto Rico where he avoids his federal income taxes down there. Well, anyways, we've got the S&P 500 also breaking out, if you didn't notice, to a new all-time high. Look at a one-year chart there. If you go back to January of this year, it got up to 2875 before a big plunge. You know, February was awful. I had some clients that opened accounts right at the end of January. Well, you know what? It is what it is. But the lucky thing is I didn't put them all into the market the very next day. I started nibbling away one stock at a time here and there. So new folks didn't have a whole lot of exposure to the market. My existing clients did. And the S&P went from 2875 clear down to 2525. We suffered a 12% correction in the market, and a lot of people said it's over. Well, it ain't over till it's over, said Yogi Berra, and he was right, because from that 2500 level, that proved to be quite a buying opportunity. As I said in my newsletter, now we're back to 2900. We're up almost 400 points, almost 15% since that crevice back there in February. The Dow is not hitting new all-time highs. It's got to get to 26,600, somewhere in there to do that. We're about 500 points away from that. The Dow also plunged in February, much of that on the trade war talk. But since then, the market seems to have gotten used to trade war language and seems to be shrugging it off, continuing to shrug it off. The biggest trade war, obviously, is between us and China. No progress being made there, but we're holding the hard line. I just saw Larry Kudlow say, you know what, we're not going to give in. We're going to be patient we don't get it done before the November election, so be it. We're in no hurry. In the meantime, China's stock market continues to hit new lows as it's in a bear market, and their economy continues to suffer. Well, you look at our side of the pond, we're doing just fine. New highs in our stock market. A melt-up in the retail stock. Seems like we have the upper hand in this spat. Well, hopefully we'll get a resolution soon. What was the big catalyst behind the market's big move to new highs yesterday? Well, I talked about it in my newsletter over the weekend. I had a new article come out on Seeking Alpha yesterday, which explained why the market is continuing to hit new highs. You can look that up under the author Bill Gunderson. But when we come back, I'll give you the reason for yesterday's big move. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Tuesday, August the 28th. Well, the market melted up on Monday, mostly on a deal, a final deal that many said could not be done, right? With Mexico? Wow. They weren't exactly our friends. As Donald Trump began his term as the president, much talk about paying for the wall. That wasn't not in the NAFTA deal, but I'm sure avocados and trucking and manufacturing and all of this kind of thing was all part of the NAFTA deal. A deal that many said could not be done was done. And the details are starting to leak from the NAFTA deal, but the market obviously liked it and I guess gave a little optimism to the hopes of maybe now signing a deal. Canada is also part of the North Americas, and they have not come along yet, but I think they're probably anxious to do it, to get that behind them. And in fact, Canada is eager to seal a trade deal, says Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland. She's going to travel to Washington today to continue trade negotiations amid news that Mexico and the U.S. reached a trade agreement which boosted investor sentiment and sent stocks flying. Did they fly? Well, we had the Dow yesterday. When all the chips were counted, the Dow was up, what, 89 points. Was that right? No, it was more than that. The Dow was up a couple hundred points, and the NASDAQ was up 72 points, hitting new all-time highs. So we'll see if a Canadian deal will cause that kind of action in the market. I believe strongly, and I've been saying this for a long time, if we get a China deal, can you imagine? I mean, the Dow has been suppressed. The Dow has been held down. The Dow has had a lid on it because many of these multinationals like Caterpillar and Boeing have this threat hanging over their head of tariffs. And the Dow stocks continue to lag. Now, they're doing better than stocks around the world. U.S. stocks are the only game in town in 2018. Oh, you know me, asset allocation. I'm against it. I don't like it. I want to be in the asset classes that are working. And when things start to change, I want to reconfigure my portfolios a little bit to get them in tune. You know, just like a guitar gets out of tune, a portfolio gets out of tune from time to time. You don't want a flat E string on your guitar. Oh, boy, that sounds horrible. The whole audience goes, ooh, that was a horrible. Oof, look at that E string. He needs to tune that thing. Well, the same thing in the stock market. You got to tune that guitar from time to time. And there's only one asset class, only one string on the guitar right now that is working, and that's U.S. stocks. But having said that, the Dow continues to underperform the NASDAQ and small cap stocks by a wide margin. Why? Because it's assumed that the NASDAQ and the small cap stocks don't have quite as much exposure to the international markets and potential tariffs being levied on their products like General Motors and Boeing, etc. But my point is, if we get a China deal, you saw what happened with a deal with Mexico yesterday. Melt up, stock market, melt up. We get a deal with China, you'll see a melt up in the Dow also, which has been lagging the other indexes all year long. Well, Kudlow's putting the pressure on Canada. I heard him this morning. He says, we may have to use auto tariffs. See, they use the media outlets to jawbone. I'm sure somebody in Canada heard what Kudlow had to say. He wants a fair deal. NAFTA's been around for 24 years. I remember when NAFTA came along. Living on the border in San Diego, it had an impact on a lot of industries. It really hurt the U.S. avocado industry, which San Diego, Fallbrook in particular, famous for their avocados, but we can't produce them as cheaply as they can in Mexico, where they pay their workers a lot less, where water is not as expensive, where they don't have all the EPA regulations and whatnot. Very difficult to compete, but a lot of avocado farmers, a lot of the avocado groves dried up there in Fallbrook. Dried avocados, not very good. It's not like dried apricots. You want moist guacamole on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, anyways, it also hurt the trucking industry. They let Mexican truckers, I mean, you see these trucks go by you in San Diego and they're loaded to the gills and smoke pouring out of them, and they don't look like they're like top, like finely tuned Swiss watches. But that was the impact that the first NAFTA agreement. Now we have NAFTA.2. But hopes for the China deal, that remains elusive. In fact, we kind of walked away from the talks and said, you know what, we're just going to sit quiet here for a while until you guys are ready to talk. You ever had negotiations with somebody and they just weren't ready yet? They still had their nose in the air and didn't want to do business. And we're hoping that China eventually comes around. China may scrap its two-child limit. Boy, there's a horrible thought, isn't it? I remember when it was a one-child limit. What happened to all those children that couldn't come into this world? Now they're trying to scrap this controversial birth restriction with the draft of a civil code set to be completed by 2020. Couples are limited to two children at present, after rules were relaxed from the notorious one-child policy that were enforced from 1979 to 2016. Well, we got a lot of stocks in the news here today. We've got Google in the news. Stiefel is chiming in on the small cap rally. You know that the S&P 600 is up like 16% year to date? And it's been a big laggard. Now, there's a good example of how you've got to tune your guitar from time to time. I did have hardly any exposure at all to the small cap index for the last few years as they have lagged. It was a large cap rally in 2017. The small caps went nowhere. Well, that all started to change about the time the tax cuts hit. And then it really started to change when the trade wars started. Well, can small caps continue to rise? In an upcoming newsletter, I will put out a target price for the S&P 600 and compare its valuation versus the Dow and the Nasdaq. Meanwhile, the cheapest market in the world, China, 13.5 times forward P/E ratio. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
making a deal with Enrique Peña Nieto. Donald Trump and Enrique had a phone call yesterday on the speakerphone in the Oval Office so all could hear. I know that the first few minutes were, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are you there? Which, you know, anybody who makes phone calls with people traveling, they're on their cell phone, they're driving through a canyon or around a mountain range and all this kind of thing. And, of course, the media attacking Trump for the clumsy call. But in the end, there was a deal made. Here's some stocks that are kind of sticking out to me here today. Now, as you know, I check my A-plus momentum list every single day. Right now, there's 162 A-plus momentum stocks in my best stocks now app. That's a high number. Sometimes there's only 60, 70. But this is up at the upper end of the range of how many A-plus momentum. Now, how do you get an A-plus grade? You got to be one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. This is the upper, you know, 1%. Okay, those 1%ers of stocks that really red hot. Well, a couple that stick out here to me today from the A-plus list. GWG. No, that's not it. There was another one. There was a genomics stock here that was sticking out to me. Now I can't find it. Exact Sciences. Let's look at Exact Sciences. EXAS is breaking out. That is the color guard system test for colon cancer. We've got Lattice Semiconductor, LSCC, breaking out to new highs. We've got Restoration Hardware, RH, breaking out to new highs. Now let's look at the A grades momentum. I like to look at them too. There's currently 327 with a momentum grade of A. Let's see what stood out to me there. You know what stands out to me, and I still don't like the stock, is Qualcomm. Qualcomm continues to break out. It's breaking out to a new 52-week high. Why don't you like Qualcomm, Gunderson? It's in your hometown of San Diego. You've had many clients over the years that work for Qualcomm. The once notorious Chargers, two-timers, played in Qualcomm Stadium, which is now home to the San Diego State Aztecs and a lot of rats and bugs and things like that. Qualcomm breaking out to new all-time highs. I don't like it because over the last 5 years, their earnings have gone backwards by 3% per year. That's not what a good growth company is supposed to do. They're supposed to grow their earnings. And, of course, they're caught up in the whole China thing. But there's just been no growth of earnings at Qualcomm, and that's why I have not owned it for many, many years. But I will admit that the stock is breaking out to new 52-week highs today. Square stands out to me. I continue to own Square. Look at that chart on Square. That's a new all-time high on Dorsey's other company. Of course, he's the CEO, founder of Twitter. Smart guy. Trump certainly likes Twitter. The Square stock hitting $80 for the first time today. It's an A momentum grade. And it's hitting a new high today. I can't find that genomic stock. That thing looked really good. Well, I'll find it here maybe. Where did it go? Let me look under my desk here. Is it down there? Anyways, those are kind of some of the stocks. Let's see, from my list of current holdings, let's see if there's any stocks here that really stand out today. I mentioned, there's one, CHRS. That looks pretty good. That is a biotech stock that I own in my speculative, my little fun speculative account. Pretty good breakout there. Also, CRISPR, CRSP, it's having a 2.5% move here today, but it has an A Momentum Grade also. Those are a couple of lists that I check. I check my the stocks that I own. I check the A-plus Momentum list. I download those symbols into my charts. Can flip through them real quickly. I check the A's, and then I check anything that's in the top 300. That's how my day goes here. Usually takes about 4 or 5 hours to get through that. Well, President Trump now going after Google. President Trump tweeted out against Google early this morning. He alleges that Google's search results for Trump news only shows the reporting of the fake news media. In other words, they have rigged their search engines for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Well, guess try it. Google Trump news and see if the Mexico deal comes up. See if retail stocks, the best retail environment in the history of Target CEO's career, that's what he called it. Does that come up under Trump news and the Google stock market hitting new highs? Does that come up? I don't know. I'd have to do it myself. You'd have to Google Trump news and see what comes up. Or is it all about Stormy Daniels and Cohen and Manafort and all the rest? In fact, he sent out a second tweet just now. Trump continues, Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation. It will be addressed. Okay, all right. So there's a shot over the bow of Google. How about those small caps? Well, last December, the U.S. corporate tax rate was permanently cut to 21% from 35%. And that was one of the catalysts behind the big move in the small cap stocks this year. So congratulations if in your 401k or in your current asset allocation, you have a decent exposure to the small cap U.S. stocks. Because that has been one of the leading asset classes in the entire world. That and the NASDAQ, those are the two best. Being long U.S. NASDAQ and being long U.S. small caps, those are the two best performing indexes in the world. Well, Stiefel says that small cap stocks gains will continue this year for the rest of the year on strong financial performance. Boy, I really need to do an update. I'm going to try to get that done in this week's newsletter. You know, in the newsletter, I show the earnings of the S&P 500 since 2009. And from that, I'm able to project my future target prices. I need to do that I did it for the S&P 400. That's in my newsletter currently, and my target price for it. Because, you know, these indexes all trade at different multiples, and they all have their own dynamics as far as earnings and earnings growth goes. I need to do it for the S&P 600 this week. So look for that in this week's newsletter, the history of S&P 600 earnings, where they've been over the last decade, and where they're headed, and what kind of a target price that we can put on those current earnings expectations. Well, Stiefel says as we move into the second half of the year, the market environment is positioned well for U.S. small cap equities to remain one of the preferred markets. Well, they're up 16% so far this year. Do you think we get 25, 30% out of the small caps before it's all over? Small business owners expect increased sales and even better business conditions for the rest of the year, which should boost investment spending and help fuel GDP growth. Well, I can tell you, I'm a small cap stock. I'm a micro cap. I'm a small business owner. We are having our best year ever at Gunderson Capital Management. We are growing very rapidly. We've added about 150 new clients since the beginning of the year, and I just hired 3 new people. All right? So you can thank me for part of that GDP growth and employment situation. I'll be introducing my new team in Minnesota, as they'll be traveling with me. Well, I'm a very optimistic small business owner. The other thing, too, about the small caps, and I can say this about my own business, I have less exposure to the international markets than companies in the S&P 500. So this current trade environment not hurting me. The Russell 2000 up 13% year to date continues to be a leading index in the world. Okay, featured stock when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Apple's stock certainly stands out to me as it hits a new high today. It's now at $219.56. Nice buy there, Warren Buffett. And I think he really helped get the stock going. The company now at $1.06 trillion. And counting. Well, more retail stocks in the news today. Okay, Sears. Oh, boy. They signed a big deal with Amazon to sell Sears tires. You really want the guy showing up with boxes of Amazon Sears tires? Amazon's hitting new highs today. Sears is now $1.24 per share and shrinking. Best Buy. Okay, they're not melting up today. There's one retailer that's not melting up, but they're not exactly melting down. The stock hit a new 52-week high yesterday, the $21 billion juggernaut is down 6.8% today. They beat earnings by 8 cents, but I guess they guided just a little bit lower. BJ's Wholesale Club, strong comparable store sales, that stock down a little bit. The big winner in the retail space right now, DSW. I've seen some boxes on my doorstep from DSW. Aren't they shoes? Operates 512 women's. Now, that's not all online. They have stores. That stock is exploding to the upside. The shoe economy is fantastic right now. Sneakers, high heels, pumps. Look at that. Stock up 24% today. Look what Trump's done for the shoe economy. Tiffany's. Okay. That's a little rich for my blood. I like the costume stuff. Tiffany's blowing up to the upside. Now it's coming back to earth a little bit. But they beat earnings by 16 cents. They beat on revenues. The stock up 3.3%. Okay, here's my featured stock for the day, and it comes from my hometown of San Diego, and it ain't Qualcomm. Instead, Qualcomm at the time, you know, many years ago, was a disruptive technology in wireless with their DMA. Well, Illumina is a huge disruptor as it relates to genetic sequences of the human body. You know that Illumina, ILMN, which was in my book in 2012, how has it done since then? Thank you. Illumina, ILMN, is now a, let's see, I think it's $60 billion, $50 billion company. $50 billion. That was a fifth. It's half the size of Qualcomm. Maybe if the Chargers ever return, they'll play in Illumina Stadium. Nah, leave them in L.A. That's where they and their owner belong. Of course, we have very sour grapes. Being a longtime Charger fan, deserting us like that, moving to another city, especially L.A., which is San Diego and L.A. Kind of like Boston and New York, you know, they just don't like each other. Anyways, Illumina is a $50 billion market cap company that developed integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variations and biological function. How important is it? Part of that human genome. They came up with the machine that can do it in hours when it used to take years to map it. Well, Illumina's NGS system today is okayed in China, of all places. Are they going to put a tariff on genetic testing? Here's how the stock is done. Over the last 10 years, 23% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, 35% per year to investors. Over the last 12 months, it's up 78%, while the market's up 18.5%. Can we make any kind of a case for it from a valuation point of view? Well, I do the math on it. They're expected to make $6.12 in earnings this year. The earnings of this large cap company have been growing by 21% per year over the last 5 years. They're expected to grow another 37% this year versus last year. When I carry out that $6.12 in earnings over the next 5 years at a 22% growth rate, that's the growth rate that's expected going forward for the company. Go, no guarantees, but that's the analyst consensus 5-year growth rate. I come up with the target price of $600 on Illumina. That would take it pretty close to a $100 billion company if I'm right. The stock is currently at $344 per share. Back in 2012, when I wrote my book, Illumina was about $50 per share. Today, it's $344 per share. Some people have asked me, why don't you write another book? I write 45 pages every week in my newsletter. That's a living book. Okay? I believe in living because times change. All right, Illumina is currently ranked, and I do own it in my premier growth portfolio. It's currently ranked number 14 out of 5,014 stocks. Here's the number 14 stock rank in my Best Stocks Now app. It was number 4 7 days ago. It was number 181 1 year ago, and it's up 78% since then. You know, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com online and you can plug in your own stock, see how it stacks up. Are you invested in leaders, Best Stocks Now, or laggards, soggy, which I call stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear? Illumina, in my opinion, is a best stock now. Not a recommendation, but an example of a very fast-growing company that has had a very disruptive technology here. All right, well, if you would like to get on the newsletter mailing list, the newsletter that put out a buy signal on the market back in March of 2009, has been on that buy signal ever since. I am a market timer. Yes, I'm watching the yield curve very, very closely, but I'm also watching stocks hit new highs all over the place. The newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, and if you would like an active money manager, nothing passive about me, GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.